Welcome to Go With The Flow podcast. Yes, I'm back. And yes, we are going to get into Love and Marriage DC, even though it's begrudgingly. So sit back, relax, and let's get into the show. A long overdue talk about love and marriage DC. Let's just go ahead and get into it. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now before we get started, this is going to be short and sweet because the episode, although it was good, it was pretty much circling the same issue over and over and over again. And I don't know what's going on in my precious DMV, but these shows in the DMV and people having grudges and not letting it go. And I can't. You already know if you follow my podcast, I'm behind on Potomac because it's just I just feel like there's ego, there's catering to the crowd, there's all of this instead of just being quote unquote real. And it's just aggravating. Like, I'm not going to make this about Potomac because I could go on a whole diatribe about Potomac. I'm eventually going to put up the 3 episodes that I watched. But it's hard to watch that show, man. It's hard to watch it because it's exhausting. It's exhausting. And the thing is, with both of these shows, I think they have a good cast. I mean, like, of course, I think, you know, maybe one or two things could change. But like, for the most part, I think that the show is good the way it is as far as cast is concerned. However.com, there needs to be something to push the needle forward. Like, I need y'all to get a Yanlo on the phone. I need something because this, I can't do it. I cannot do it. I'm gonna just say this. Love and Marriage DC pretty much starts off. We pick up with Winter, who just invited Ashley Arena to her Winter Wonderland getaway that she wants to have so she can get, you know, everybody back on the same accord. And Ashley is very much like, so who all is coming? And I'm just like, you know, on this show that most likely everybody's going. And once it confirms, I did invite the Duncans, which they're cool with, I think everybody except Joy, and Joy is not cool with Black. And I invited the Petties. And so Winter's just kind of like, I feel like y'all should talk. Irena's also the same. She's like, I feel like y'all should talk. I feel like y'all should talk before we go on this trip because it really just can't be that bad. And the truth of the matter is it's really not that bad. It's truly not that bad. And also, she basically says like, I mean, I don't want to go, but I'm going to go. But I just don't want to associate with them. And it's just so unfortunate because it's just kind of like, but why are we doing this? Like, I mean, one could say that the energy Joy gives the Duncans is the same energy that Ashley is giving the Petties. Now, I do like Clifton and Joy. Okay, I'm very happy that they're a part of this cast. I did follow them on Ready to Love. And so having them in this show is very nice to see. Love it. Love their love. And I want them to stay on the show. And I feel the only way that this show can move forward so that it doesn't fall into the pattern of other shows is that they figure out how to move forward. What bothers me is the root of why y'all are having this fallout, mostly whether she wants to believe it or not or see it this way, mostly lies with Ashley. Now, the stuff in between, I'm not so sure about. I'm still finding out bits and pieces through interviews and such, but it started off from what we can see as a viewer, because I always say, I don't know these people, okay? I'm not bashing anybody. That's not what I'm about. But to me, Ashley is the core of the drama. And it's beyond just like, oh, this is fun shade, ha 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 ha, drama. This is like, you're creating real, real issues. And maybe you feel like if you put up enough of a fit that they'll get kicked off the show. That's what I'm gathering. And I hope that that's not true. I truly hope that that's not what happens, because I think that would be real unfortunate. And she honestly says that she's hurt by Joy because she really feels like her and Joy were friends, and, you know, that bothers her. But at the same time, like, her real issue is not with Joy. It's actually with Clifton, you know? And again, as I've said previously, although I do not think Clifton was being aggressive with her, I think that it's hard to know what someone else's triggers are. So I think that if she were to say, Clifton, I didn't like when you kind of leaned into me, you know, that's a thing for me, and I don't like that. And he could probably easily say, that was not my intention, but I won't do that again, because I want to respect, you know, if we can move forward, I would like to respect those boundaries. Period. Done. Addressed. So I don't know how long it takes. I mean, I know in current time, these people are still not friends. So I don't know how much worse things can get. But it just feels like these are simple conversations that can happen. And somebody's just refusing to not let them happen, Ashley. So that's where we are. Then we move on to Joy and Clifton. And they're talking about how much, you know, they enjoyed having Arena and Jamie over at their house, and how they, you know, they would like for them to come back, and they had fun when they came over the last time. And they also kind of talk about this trip, and, you know, I mean, basically their sentiments are the same, but on the other side, I really don't know if I want to go, because Ashley and just, it's just drama. Like, who wants to willingly participate in drama? Nobody wants, like, some people do. But if you want to have peace in your heart, that's just not something that you want to do. And I'm not going to hold you. I get it. Like, I'm pretty sure if it wasn't for the check and the fact that you signed on to film a reality show, a lot of shows, people wouldn't actually hang out with each other, because no one just wants to live in the drama. Like, most people just don't function like that. So they also talk about Arena and Jamie and how they really love them. And, you know, they, you know, kind of like, I think they kind of look up to them. And it's very clear that, I'm sorry, I'm trying to stop saying, it's very clear that Joy and Arena and Jamie and Clifton kind of probably are more on the same, I don't want to say level of maturity, but they just click in a different way. Because when Irena and Ashley first started, you know, Ashley has a lot of things with building trust with people. So she, you know, kind of made it hard for Irena to, like, get into her heart. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I do think that if you have that level of distrust or it's hard for you, you know, therapy always works. Therapy always helps. However, I think that when Joy and Irena became friends, from what I gather, they just, it was easy, you know. And there's nothing better than when you meet a friend and y'all just click and y'all just get it, and it's cool and it's fun and it's not a whole lot of yang 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 and drama. It's so nice. So there's that. Ultimately, the Petties decide that they're gonna go ahead and go on this trip. And, you know, since, like, they're just mentally trying to get themselves prepared for the inevitable drama that is to come. And I do think they also talked about Carmen for a short second, and the beard oil, and how she's, you know, handling the copyright situation. Is that right? Copyright? That doesn't sound right. She's handling a part of the business, the technical part of the business, and that they make a joke, like, if this is what Threpling gets you, kind of like, this is cool, like, it's not a big deal. They said it in jest. They said it in fun. I really, truly don't think that any person who really is intelligent thinks that they're a threpple. It sounds like they're poking fun at it. I don't think of it as like, oh, if y'all don't want people to think you're a threpple, then you shouldn't say that. I just really don't see it that way. To me, I just felt like people have been saying it and they poking fun at it. I don't know. Anywho, so moving on, everybody gets together so they can get ready to go head to the house to start the trip. They all meet up at Jamie and Arana's house, and you know, everybody's pretty much like, it feels like anytime Joy and Clifton come up, it just feels like it gives like pause. It gives a little sense of drama. I don't know what the deal is, but everybody's kind of coming in with their guards up. Everybody's kind of like, I don't know, this feels like it's going to be some drama. It feels like it's going to be chaos. It feels like it's going to be crazy. Like, literally almost nobody is coming in like, oh my God, this is going to be such a good time. Except maybe Winter. Because I think Winter really was like, these are grown-ups. This isn't going to be hard. Madam. Madam, that's not how any of this works. Because sometimes people act childish, you know? So anyway, they, you know, before that they showed like Ashley and Quick getting ready. They showed Jamie and Irena getting ready. Like everybody getting ready to go on a trip. And so they get ready to get on the bus, and I think it was Jamie and Irena asked, are the petties coming? Winter's like, they are coming. They are going to have their own separate accommodations, and they're going to drive up and meet us. And it almost seemed like everybody else was kind of relieved about that, but indeed they are coming. So there's that. And while on the bus, before they even got on the bus, I think they started taking shots. And when they get on the bus, they start, you know, just chitting and chatting. They talk about how they want to see people, you know, getting freaky and frisky and just having a good old time. So they start talking about playing truth or dare on the bus. And I'm trying to remember what order it went in, but I think Winter and Yusha, they start asking them about, you know, the things that they do, or they were talking about who eat. You know, I don't want to talk about that part. They talk about people doing things, and Yusha said he didn't do that thing. And then Ashley, her confessional, was like, you know, I liked Yusha for Winter, but when he said he didn't do that thing, I was just like, he must be vegan. And I was like, oh, okay. Who cares what they do? If they don't, they're not doing. But if they were doing, that's their business. Maybe she doesn't want that. I don't know. But it's none of your business. It's not none of your business. But anyway, it seemed like they were having a good time, or as good as they could. Like, it almost felt like everybody was just like, I don't know if I want to be here, but we're going to do it for the check. Yeah. That's literally how it felt. That pretty much sums up that. They get to the house, everybody gets out, and Winter lets them know there's a private chef for the night, and everybody's room is upstairs. I think her and Yusha were downstairs, but everybody else was upstairs, and everybody should have, they were told everybody should have their own bathroom. Child, they get up there, and they looking around, and Shirella's just as loud as you. I love her. She just gives just live out loud energy. But she was like, we gonna have to share a bathroom. Because Irena was like, I guess we're gonna have to share a bathroom, child. They did not have their own separate bathrooms. And I was like, Winter, now as far as I know, for these shows, the cast doesn't actually pay for the show. The crew production company pays for the house or whatever. I said the show pays for the house when they go on trips. But I feel like, don't you have some input on where y'all stay or whatever? If so, then you really messed up, because I feel like you should have done better research, or whoever. Maybe they did it for the drama. I don't know. But these grown people found out they had to share a bathroom. And like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I mean, of course you can, but couples don't want to share bathrooms with other people. That's just like, in a lot of situations, not all situations, some grown people don't want to have to share a room with somebody, especially if everybody else has their own room. So that was the drama when they first got there. And then they go downstairs and they discover that Winter and Yusha got this big old sweet, big old bathroom and everything. And they like, y'all not even... y'all not even doing it. Why y'all get this big old? I'm like, that's, you know, that's not how this works. They hosted the trip. So, you know, when you host the trip, you probably gonna get the best room. And that's just period. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. That's just, y'all just need to get on board, because that's literally nothing that's gonna change. So that happens. I think after that, they kind of start to sit around for dinner. They sit down for dinner and they ask again about Joy and Clifton, and Winter's like, they are coming, because they said something like, oh, there's still some seats here. And I'm just like, why are y'all acting like y'all don't know that they're... y'all know they coming. I don't know. Some parts of reality TV, I'm just like, why we keep talking about it, bro? It's aggravating. Y'all don't like them, or you think you don't like them. They're coming. Y'all gonna have to at least sit next to each other, even if y'all eat in silence. I hope you don't, but that could happen. And that's just what it is. Period. So, they started talking about they need to drink more to prepare for them. And Joy and Clifton get there and they're like, hey, black people. And the energy is just like, and as Joy says in her confessional, you could cut the tension with a fucking knife. You definitely could. It was just dry. It was dry. It was real dry. And Clifton go, you know, he tried to say hi, who returning the energy. And he tried to dap up Quick, and Quick was just ignored him. In fact, before they got there, when Ashley was like, I don't know if I want to go on this trip, I don't know if it's going to be fun, she said they basically agreed they were going to ignore Joy and Clifton. So I'm just like, how are you saying you're going to go on a trip and you don't want drama, but you're actively going to ignore two other adults? You want the drama. Stop lying. You want the drama. You want to humble them. You want them to kiss your behind. I don't know what the deal is, but what I am saying is you literally are contradicting yourself. You can't say you don't want drama, but then say we're just going to choose to ignore these people. Like, why don't you address the issue so that y'all can try to move forward, or at least try to be cordial around each other? So anywho, fast forward, when Clifton gets there, he tries to dap up Quick, and he was like, oh, it's like that. And Quick, trying to be, you know, a good husband, he's like, yeah, it's like that. You gonna just, you know, he basically like, he gonna act like we cool after we just fell out. Y'all didn't fall out. Your wife felt like she was disrespected. You tried to address it with him. Clifton said he didn't feel that way. And now, because y'all aren't on the same page, and because your wife is upset about it, now you're gonna be pettier than the petties and ignore them. And it makes no damn sense. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, y'all seriously could have squashed the beef, because really, Ashley, you're mad because your husband told you that they thought you were jealous of Joy. And for some reason, that really triggered you, because you just like, why would I be jealous of Joy, this wedding singer? Like, you tried to go in on her and she didn't even say that. And honestly, if you clicked with her like you said you clicked with her, and you actually wanted to like make it better, first of all, you wouldn't have said what you said back when about her being married. You knew what you were doing. You were being messy. And unfortunately, when you're messy, you don't know how it's going to pan out, and you gotta take that heat, right? Okay, then you apologize 3, 4, 5 times, however many times. You still can't expect her to just be like, all right, we cool. That was a serious betrayal of trust. You cannot rush when someone's ready to talk to you. Sorry, honey, that's not how it works. I think you already knew that. That's not how any of this works. Then when she finally tried to be like, okay, we're going to move forward, you decided, oh, well, you don't want to accept my apology when I want you to accept my apology, so F you. So then that just started this whole, like, rollout of stuff. You wanted Irena to side with you, and she was taking more of a neutral route, so you felt like that was a betrayal. So basically, because you're being stubborn and because you don't actually want to work on moving forward, you're icing people out instead of being like, you know what, things have spun out of control. I don't know if we'll ever get back to on the track that we were on, but I would like to try to be cordial, because the thing is, listen, sometimes when we do things and it's not the best side of us, it's hard. It's hard, because when someone else, you know, disapproves of what you did or calls you on it, that's hard to sit in. That's hard to accept. You know what I mean? But the truth of the matter is, when we F up, we F up. And it takes more strength to apologize and just accept that you were wrong and try to do better in the future than to continue to like deny and push it off and push it off and push off because you don't want to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whack. It's whack-a-doodle. It's whack. So anyway, Joy and Clifton are there. Everybody acting, besides Arena and Jamie, I seem like they got an attitude about it. And from what I could tell going into the previews for the next episode, it's just another headache. Like, the show is good, don't get me wrong. And I'm always going to watch the shows based in my city, in my town. But it's like, we already know that they're not going to make up with each other. So fun. Yay and fun. That's pretty much all I have to say. If you made it to the end of this, thank you so much. If you want to reach out, if you want to suggest other shows, please hit me up at GOWTFpodcast@gmail.com. That's GOWTFpodcast@gmail.com. My name is Robin. I'm so glad you were here. Share this with somebody who don't want to watch it, but maybe still kind of want to know what's going on, because that's what I just gave you. Or maybe you watched it and was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm Team Ashley. Or maybe you was like, she knows. She gets it, because this is stupid. Either way, you know where to find me. Please come back. There will be more in the content in the future. There will be reviews of those Potomac episodes, even though I don't kind of want to do it because of all the drama. But anyway, I love you. Stream wherever, you know, you listen to podcasts. And until next time, bye.